Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, be sure to check out some of the newest books that I've been checking out lately. Crush It, Why Now Is the Time to Cash In on Your Passion by Gary Vaynerchuk, or even those old favorites, From Good to Great by Jim Collins. And now we're going to go ahead and get into today's show. Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Get live. The way the beat just came in, I almost just wanted to come through and start saying, move, get out the way. Okay, you might not be with me on that one, but that's just kind of how I feel today. Today, welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. Today, we're going to get right into it. Today, we're talking about protect your space. That's right. Protect your space. Guard your grill. Do what you have to do. Get it how you feel. Friends, today we're going to go ahead and kick it off with our review of the week. This review comes from Mr. J.A. Ratliff. He went on to say, I just graduated from high school and I'm about to start college. My cousin showed me this podcast and I'm grateful. I will be moving away for school and it will certainly be a part of what I use to keep me grounded as I transition to my next stage in life. Thanks and keep inspiring. Mr. Ratliff, brother, we appreciate you for rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast. Congratulations on graduating high school, because I know that's not the easiest, however, but you made it through. So, brother, keep on pushing. We're going to keep on supporting you, and we definitely followed you on social media. So, everybody else, be sure to stay connected with us on social media as well. SYS Podcast 1, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Let's make sure we stay connected, as well as if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag SYSP. And we just wanted to come today with the topic of protect your space, because it's so easy at times for us to allow people to just free flow into our space, for people to tell us what we need to do with our time, for people to tell us where we need to be, for people to tell us what we need to do with our lives. Sometimes people might even tell us in our business, hey, you need to do this. Hey, you need to listen to this. You know what you need to do? This will make your business better if you do this. Friends, as I began to unpack this a little bit more, I began to think about a chapter that I wrote in my book, Process. And the chapter is entitled, Be a Social Butterfly, Diversify Your Relationships. And when I really wrote that in Process, I was talking about the aspect of benefiting from relationships with people who don't necessarily look like you. Taking the time to connect with professors, taking the time to reach out and get a mentor, taking the time to get a spiritual advisor, or whatever you might feel that you may be lacking in that area. But the main focus was to get paired up with people who don't necessarily look like you. And as I'm sitting here talking with you all today, I began to think of a few different mentors I have. They're different races, they're different creeds, and some of them might even have different spiritual affiliations. However, I understand that they have value that they could add into my life. And I'm seeing how I can serve them every time we come into contact. So today I want you to be thinking about who is in your space. Okay, yeah. Let's go ahead and do it like this today. Let's get a piece of paper. If you're not driving, let's get a piece of paper. If you're driving, please keep your hands on the wheel. Please don't try to write nothing down. But just do this on one side of the paper. I want you to write those people. If the funk hit the fan, you know you can depend on this person. I want you to write, man, if hard times hit and I needed someone to talk to, I could talk to blank. If I went broke and I needed somebody to let me hold a little bit of money, I could reach out to blank. If I needed prayer, this person would pray with me, blank. And then lastly, if I called this person in the middle of the night, would they come through? Because I want us to begin to think about who are these people in our relationships over here that help us protect our space, that help us protect our livelihood, that help us protect our family, and that look out for us and sometimes tell us some things that we don't necessarily want to hear. I want you to write those people's names out on the left side of a piece of paper, right? Let's go ahead and do that. And then on the right side of the piece of paper, I want you to write those people who are always asking you for something, but never giving anything. They're always seeking to take. They're always asking you for money. They're always asking, can you drive them somewhere? They're always asking, let me borrow this. And then they never return it. I want you to begin to write those people on the right side of the paper. Okay? Because on the left side, we have those people who are helping us protect our space. We have those people who look out for us. We have those people who tell us some things that we don't necessarily want to hear at times. But then on the right side, we have those individuals who more so are takers, who more so aren't adding value to us, who aren't seeing how they can help us. But sometimes they're actually a strain on us. Now we write those people down, because I think sometimes we can move so fast, doing a lot of things, hanging out a lot of places, meeting a lot of people. It can be so easy for us just to say, well, I've known this person for X amount of years. So, I mean, we have to be best friends. I've known this person for so long. So, therefore, I can't let them go because, I mean, I'm loyal to them. You might be loyal to some people, but some people might not reciprocate that same loyalty. So I want us to just analyze that for a moment. However, I want us now to think about what it looks like to protect our space. Right. I just wanted you to list out those friends so you have something to look at. But now in some tangible terms of what it looks like to protect our space. The first way it looks like to protect our space is not allowing people to impede on your progress. If you're in the car, I want you to repeat it with me. Say, I will not allow others to impede my progress. Right. And for this one looks like this. If you hang out with people and you have a set schedule, but then there's people that's always hitting you up. It's like, hey, Jay, hey, man, what you got going on? It's like, man, well, tonight, you know, I'm going to go to this event and then I have to go home and record a podcast. But then these are people that are trying to get you to hang out later than your curfew. These are people trying to get you to hang out even though they know you have other stuff to do and they're not respecting your time. So if people are impeding your progress and not respecting your time, I would encourage you to take a moment and look at that relationship. Like, look at the functioning of that. Is it beneficial for you? Is it not? And then I would challenge you just to make a decision. Do I need this person? Is this person helping me grow? I don't know. So, yes, the first one is don't allow people to impede your progress. The second one is, are you challenging me to grow? Being in relationships with people, sometimes we can get so caught up in the cycle of doing what we always do, doing the things that we've always done, right? For me, one of the areas for me was probably 4 or 5 years ago, I would always have the same group of friends. I would always go out to the bar with them. We would always pregame. We would always hang around and drink and then drink more and then go to the bar and then drink some more. And then go home late that night. Then I wake up late the next morning. We'd hang out and then probably go and drink again. But in that type of lifestyle, I was not growing because I was doing the same habit of going out and drinking. And then my friend would buy me a drink. Then I would buy him a drink. Then I'd hang out with other people. And then we'd be in a group and, you know, I'd get the next round. And then it got to a point where that wasn't helping me to grow. That was hindering my growth solely because I was spending more money as opposed to if I was somewhere hanging out by myself, if I was at home reading, if I was at home recording a podcast, if I was doing research for something else. So I want you to begin to think, are these people challenging you to grow? And when I say challenging you to grow, this can be in relationships, because sometimes there are some individuals who challenge you to grow by talking out some things. They challenge you to grow by helping you assess where you are in life. They might challenge you to get on point, to write out things that you need to do and then accomplish those tasks. They might push you to write a budget because they know you might not be the best with money, right? So we want to look at, are people impeding our progress? Are they challenging us to grow? And then lastly, the last one is just, do they bring you peace? My God in heaven, that's a word for somebody today. Do they bring you peace? And I want to ask that question because there's a lot of us that we have friends, quote unquote friends. I'm doing air quotes right now. We have a lot of friends and we have people that call on us and they call on us say, do you know what happened to me the other day? Do you know what my mom said? I can't believe this person did this. I can't believe this person did that. And these are people who call us to weigh us down. These are people who call us to always give us their worry, always give us their stress, always give us what they're facing, always give us what they're mad about. And then after the conversation, they're like, oh man, I feel so much better. I feel so relieved. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Thanks for answering the call. I feel so much better. But now we've taken on the weight of their problem. We've taken on the weight of their stress. And they're walking away free from it, scotch free. But we're stuck with it, suffering, holding on to their problem, holding on to their struggle. So I want you to go ahead and just take time and really go back and look who's benefiting you in your life. What friends are benefiting you? What friends may be hindering you? Who's impeding on your progress? Who's helping you grow? And who helps bring you peace? Because there's some friends that want to slide in there and they say, how can I pray with you? How can I serve and support you? What do you need from me right now? These are the people that you want in your corner. These are the people that help you. These are the people who want you to find peace versus the people who cause chaos and wreak havoc in your life. So that's just something I want us to begin to think about, friends, because this podcast is self-help. This podcast is inspirational, but most importantly, it's life application. Just as Mr. Ratliff shared earlier, he said this podcast is going to be something that he takes with him because we're here to help you grow. We're here to challenge you. Yes, there might be some friends that you've been hanging with for 5-10 years, but you all have just been complacent in that friendship because you all haven't been challenging each other to grow. You haven't been pushing each other. You haven't been putting yourself in a position to where you can grow because you're so caught up in the habit of chaos. You're so caught up in the habit of dysfunction. So today, let's go ahead and grow. Let's go ahead and move forward. And let's be our best selves. Okay, can we do that? Great, friends, great. Now we're going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and switch gears a little bit. Now we're going to talk about the What Are You Listening To segment. And this segment, I always really enjoy having the opportunity to share just a few podcasts I've listened to throughout the week because now I've become a podcast head, I guess you can say. So now I listen to more podcasts than I listen to music, which might even sound crazy. However, in order to grow, we must, you know, listen to others who know more than us, right? So the first podcast I've been listening to this week was the Millennial Love Don't Touch My Hair episode. Having the opportunity to listen to Cara D, listen to Meesh, and listen to Justin, it's insightful. Just the things that they began to share about different hairstyles, the thoughts they began to share about their own hairstyles, and they took me back to a time where I remembered my dad gave me a kitchen cut. For those of you who don't know what a kitchen cut is, I sat in his kitchen and he took the clippers and began to cut my hair. And this was before I understood what the difference of a fade was, because he hit me with the all around even Steven and there was no fade on my head. And I went to school and everybody began to make fun of me and laugh. So I put my hoodie on over my head, put my head down and fell asleep for like the rest of the day. It was pretty dramatic. However, I learned that day to not let my dad cut my hair anymore. But be sure to check out that episode of Millennial Love because their podcast is a dose of hilarious. It's a dose of information as well as just their amazing perspectives that I can appreciate. And I definitely respect them at the Millennial Love podcast. And then also we want to make sure that you have opportunity to check out Filmmaker's Commentary. It was episode 21. And Reginald Titus Jr. breaks down Black Panther because he comes from an angle, because he is a master when it comes to videography, when it comes to movie production. Reginald Titus has a few movies he's put out, as well as he just released Natural Hair, the movie. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to go check that out. He's my videographer and he is a phenomenal professional and he does great work. And just hearing his perspective, getting to hear how he breaks down, you know, different parts of the movies that you might have saw, but you might have not. things you won't think about because you're not a filmmaker, more likely than not. And his commentary is very insightful, and he takes us inside of the film, seeing it from different angles that you didn't even envision. So be sure to check out his podcast as well. Filmmakers Commentary, episode 21 is the one I checked out with Black Panther. It's Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Okay, Black Panther. Be sure to check that out. And now it's time for one of my favorite segments. You all know what time. If you've been listening to us for a little bit now, you've been rocking with us for a little bit now. This is the Winner's Circle of the Week segment. Somebody cue the applause, please. Now, in the Winner's Circle of the Week segment, we always like to highlight an individual who is out here and who is getting it. And this person is not specifically in Dallas, Texas. This person is not specifically in Atlanta. But this individual could be anywhere around the world. And also, we want to encourage you all. And also, we want to encourage you all, each of you, if you happen to know somebody that you would like to recommend or suggest or nominate for Winner's Circle of the Week, DM us at SYSPodcast1. Their name, as well as, well, their name, their handle. Well, just DM us their handle on Instagram. They're on Instagram. Why they should be Winner's Circle of the Week. And then we will, you know, check it out. We'll see. We'll see if it makes sense for that episode. And then we'll go from there. They might be Winner's Circle of the Week. You might be Winner's Circle of the Week. But we'll never know if you don't send those in. However, the Winner's Circle of the Week this week is a young lady who is one third of the Millennial Love podcast trio. She's an attorney and not to mention a blogger as well. But among all of those things, man, Cara D is a lover and a serious supporter of people. She's been a supporter of the Speak Your Success podcast since its inception and definitely has helped us by sharing insights with us through this podcast journey. So we can go ahead and give it up for the newly engaged Miss Cara D. If you're not familiar with Ms. Cara D, like I said before, she's an attorney as well as a phenomenal writer. You want to be sure to follow her on Instagram at I am the Cara, C-A-R-A-D. I am the Cara D. It has a ring to it. It has a ring to it. And be sure to follow her on Instagram because the link in her bio, if you click that link, you can get an opportunity to read some of her amazing work because she blogs as well. And there, I believe she has about 7 or 8 chapters up now and of what she's written thus far. And it's entitled Diary of a Broken Girl. And through this, Cara takes the opportunity to really go deep and she shares her soul with us. She shares her heart with us so that we can get to know more about her, so we can get a better understanding of her journey, as well as so she's challenging us to grow through her own writing. Because when somebody writes and when they share some of the innermost thoughts and secrets within their lives, this causes you to self-assess or self-reflect as well. And by you doing that, then you say, wait a minute. Well, am I good here? Have I thought about this? Have I thought about that? So I'd encourage you to check out Diary of a Broken Girl. And she also has a great write-up entitled 30 for 30, 30 Things I've Learned Since Turning 30. Be sure to check out Miss Cara D and be sure to show her some support. As well as I just stated earlier, be sure to DM us if you feel you know somebody who you think needs to be highlighted, somebody who might be flying under the radar because they might not have that great of a platform, or, you know, they're currently building their platform. Please share with us who these individuals are. We want to highlight you. We want to support you and we want to acknowledge you. Because, friends, we're all about support here at the Speaker Success Podcast. We're all about pouring out, serving and supporting each other. Now we're going to go ahead and get into the quote of the week. If you can't change the people you're around, then change the people you're around. Right? One more time, just for the people in the back who didn't hear me. If you can't change the people that you're around, then change the people that you're around. Friends, today I want us to begin to understand as well as assess our own lives, assess our own circles. That's why I had you earlier list out the people on the left side who are helping you in your life to protect your space. But then the people on the right side, the people who are hindering you, sometimes we have people around us because we made a decision to put ourselves in the circles and to put ourselves in the spaces where those people are. If you're trying not to drink, friends, then you don't need to be hanging out with friends that are always at the bar and you're hanging out with them at the bar. Okay, if you're not trying to smoke, then I wouldn't suggest that you hang out with people who smoke all the time, because then you might pick up that habit. The old quote says, if you in the barbershop long enough, then you're going to get a haircut. So it's time for us today to make some decisions on who are the people that we want in our lives. Who are the people that we are choosing to be in our circle? Who are the people that we are choosing and allowing to be in our space? Like I said, the title of the episode today is Protect Your Space. So now it's time to go ahead and protect your space. It's time to lock in. It's time for you to make a decision for your life, because your life really does depend on it. Jim Rohn says you are sum total of the top five friends that you hang around with. So if you're hanging around people that's always doing this, always doing that, then you're going to end up doing this and doing that. But if you hang around with friends who are always growing, who are always reading, who are always challenging you to think higher, maybe challenging you to get your mental health intact, maybe challenging you to get your spiritual man intact, maybe challenging you to get some business sense and monetize some things, then you're going to start to think a little bit differently, friends. So that's my soapbox for the quote of the week. And friends, we don't want you to miss out on this. Once more, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial. Just go to www.audibletrial.com/SYS podcast to be sure to get your free audiobook, to make sure that you continue to learn, make sure you continue to grow, and make sure that you continue to be the best individual that you can be by feeding your mind and feeding your brain. All right, it's time to wrap it up, friends. As we get ready to close out the show, once again, if you'd like to submit a topic to us, or even if you would like to sponsor the podcast, shoot over an email to Jonathan@JonathanJonesSpeaks.com. Or if there's an upcoming event to where you're looking to book a keynote speaker, looking to book an MC, a moderator, or even want me to be on your panel, feel free to go to JonathanJonesSpeaks.com/booking. All right, friends, we're going to close it out like we always do. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?